Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad to be with you guys. Back in the swing of things. Welcome and happy Monday. Happy Wednesday to you. I guess it feels like money to me every time I get a chance to come with you guys. It's a new beginning, a new day, but it's actually Wednesday, March 28th, and it is 11 o'clock a.m. And I'm so glad to be joining with you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We have a very exciting show today, full of guests and information, so much fun and laughter. We got comedian Gina G is going to be joining me as always, and she's going to be bringing us the trending topics. And then we got Lucinda Moore. She is an amazing, oh my God, gospel artist. I love her. She's got so many other things going on too that she's going to be sharing with us. So I'm super excited about that. And then we have Tara Caressa. She's going to be joining us prophetically. She's going to be, Prophetess Tara Caressa is going to be joining us. I'm sorry. And she's going to be joining us. I'm super excited. That's my sister. I love her so much. Down to earth, great minister of the gospel, life coach, so many different things she does. Just a number of things. You do think I do a lot. She does a whole lot. So I'm excited about that. And Lucinda's actually going to be telling us she does more than just sing, y'all. She's got some other things out there that you got to listen to. Ladies, keep your ear to the station because you got to hear what she's got going on. This is something we all love. And she's actually a creator of this one thing that we all love so much. All right. And then we just got me, Dr. G. So listen, let's go ahead and get right into today's show. I want to go into the weather. We are all wondering what's going on with the weather. So let's see, DC, we're 50 degrees and we are mostly cloudy. We got expected rains coming around 4 p.m., 40% chance and 60% chance around 5 p.m. So it is going to go up in rain this evening. Our high is going to be 57 degrees. And also, let's see, we got in Detroit, Michigan, exactly where I was born and raised, 39 degrees and cloudy. We have at 3 p.m., 4 p.m., your high is going to be 50 degrees. Richmond, VA, you are sunny, 57 degrees. Your high is going to be 68. That's where I need to be. Jacksonville, Florida. Hello, Jacksonville, Florida. I want to give a shout out to my friend, Kevin Jackson, who is recovering from a car accident. I'm so glad that God's hands is upon him. Y'all keep him up in prayer. We want the brother that is, gosh, he's got such a powerful testimony. If you have not heard his testimony, check out the archives on bbsradio.com under Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Kevin Jackson, you got to hear his testimony. Very powerful. You will see why he is so favored by God. God's hands is truly upon him. Let's go. Sunny, your high today in Jacksonville, Florida is 77 degrees. Dallas, Texas, you are 61 degrees, cloudy, and your high is going to be 64 degrees. All right. In Atlanta, Georgia, you're partly cloudy, 63 degrees, and your high is going to be 71 degrees. And that's not until 8 p.m. What is that all about? Augusta, Georgia. Hey, Augusta, shout out to iHeartRadio, to my friend Fats and the crew in the morning show. You are sunny, 68 degrees right now, and your high is going to be 78. No, 80. No, 81, actually. All right. Well, listen, I'm so glad that we got to go through all of that. The weather and everything. So if I did not mention you, please forgive me. It's not because I don't care and I don't love you. It's just that I couldn't get to you. But I wish you all the best in your day today. I may it be productive and successful. May it be whatever the weather is. May it just the light still shine because you are full of God's light and may you shine so ever brightly. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I wanted to just get into this. I guess I was a little excited about sharing with you, being transparent here. I just wanted to say that I went to the Stella Awards and it was very, very productive, amazing. I want to give a shout out to Apostle Verl Howard, who actually helped make all of it possible. Just the favor of God. I just appreciate everything so much. But it's just so much that I learned about myself and just learning about the body of Christ and where I am spiritually. And I really questioned a lot of things, concerning me, just some of the things that I saw. And things that I discerned in the spirit and things like that. The Stellar Awards was an amazing success. It was just a successful event. I want to say thank you to Tony Marshall. He was amazing. So down to earth, so cool. He is the producer of the Pre-Stellar Awards and actually had a whole large percentage of the acts and the artists and things like that for the actual Stellar Awards show. So I want to give a shout out and thank you to him and so many other. Patrice, she's a radio personality in Stone Mountain. So many people I want to thank, and I just feel so grateful and so appreciative. But this is a personal thing that I, you know, noticed about myself. And, you know, this is going to be the first time I think I openly actually expressed this, but I just feel the need to do it because I didn't come over to the body of Christ to be the same. I came over to the body of Christ to be different. When I gave my life to Christ when I was 16 years old, I really, you know, didn't understand to have a relationship. It was always, you know, what I saw, and I wanted to imitate what I saw, you know, other leaders, or if it was an adult or whatever. I was only 16. And I didn't realize relationship, and I didn't realize the depths of how God will go into your soul and really go into do the work, and we have to be willing to do the work. And I think for me being immature at that age, I didn't realize that I had to I had to push myself. You know, I thought that, you know, things were just going to be changed miraculously, that I was going to be different, that I would think differently. And I so desperately wanted that. You know, just so many different things that I had encountered in life, decisions that I had made, people that I was around, things that I did to myself. I just really wanted life to be different. When I was in my 20s, I you know, came back to the Lord, and I still, you know, I knew that I had to make an effort. You know, I had to press my way through to touch the hem of his garment, to seek him, to pray, to fast. I didn't know about any of this stuff still in my 20s. And again, something came up and I got off track again, you know, and now I'm in my third time. And I'm sorry. I'm in my third time. And I still see things that I don't like. I still, you know, fight through things, decisions, thoughts, desires that I don't want to be there. And the whole thing about the walk with Christ, the whole thing about it is, it's really a two-way street. It's that God has already supplied everything you need. God has already given you, you know, the access to the kingdom. He's already done that. So the only thing is that when we're not allowing ourselves to stay and remain in him, that's where the battle is. The enemy comes in to bring in thoughts that will try to, you know, lure us into an old pattern or an old way of thinking, or, you know, try to, you know, make us feel like we're not accomplishing anything, or, you know, we're not good enough, or whatever lies that he may tell. And I'm not telling everything that the attacks. I'm just saying in general, so whoever's listening, this may be a message for you as well. God told me that many will be set free from my testimony, and out of the pain that I go through, many will be set free. I've always stuck to that, being transparent and open about my walk, because I didn't have the example of that. You know what? You fall, get back up. I didn't have that. A lot of people in the body of Christ judge, and they give up on each other so fast. You know, people don't understand that people have struggles and they have issues that go far beyond, you know, what they're able to just pick up and dust off. Some things are literally a deliverance process. Some things are literally, you know, only, you know, the layers have to come off and God has to go deep. And sometimes, and this is not an excuse or to blame, but sometimes they're iniquity from our forefathers and we find ourselves doing or thinking cycles the same without seeming like we'll ever get past it. But I want to tell you from experience and where my walk has been, nothing is too hard for God. And know where you are that God cannot come to you and he cannot reach you. Know this, that no matter how hard it may seem to transform transform and to change. God promised you that he would come for a bride without spot nor wrinkle. He promised that we would be transformed, healed, and delivered. He promised that he would not withhold any good thing from us. He promised that he will complete the good work that he has started in you. And I just thank God that whenever he say that we may have life, that we may be free. You know, if you read your Bible, these are some of the things that Jesus say. And he says that because at the end of the day, we have to have the desire to keep fighting. We have to have the desire to want to change. We have to have the desire to have more of God and less of us. Once that hardens, then that's when we should be worried. But as long as we are willing, I think about David when he says, Lord, create in me a clean heart, Father, and renew a right spirit within me. Give me the willingness that will sustain me. If you have the willingness that is sustaining you, that even though you fall or fail or made a bad decision or wasn't observant, wasn't diligent, wasn't whatever it is, and you get a conviction that brings you back up on your feet and you're like, God, I messed up again. Or Lord, I thought this way again. Or Lord, I did this thing again. Or Lord, I feel like giving up again. If you just ask God to just come into your heart and continue to transform you, he will do it. There's a lesson in every situation, everything. There's no condemnation in those that love God. God loves you so much. And despite yourself, he knows how ratchet we are. He knows when we're going to fall into temptation. He knows when we're going to want to give up. He knows everything about you. Nothing that we do, nothing that we've said, nothing is a surprise to him. But it's only a moment when you come to this is enough. When you come to that place where you done failed that many times in that area, or you done made that these choices seem like every year, it is the same thing, different face, same thing, different place, same thing, different situation, but it's the same thing. If you realize that and God is bringing this to surface to you and he's saying, this is your choice right now. If you just choose to say, Lord, I'm weak in this situation. I'm weak. I didn't even see it coming. I didn't see the adversary setting me up. I thought that this was okay and then realized that it wasn't okay. I realized this. I realized that I am weak in this area. In this way of life, I'm weak here. I need your strength. If you continue to call upon him and ask him to give you the discernment to recognize the sneak attack of the adversary or the backlash of the adversary, he will give it to you. I truly believe that. And I am a witness that I sit up there and I think, gosh, you know, how many times am I going to fall into this? How many times am I going to fall for the same trick? How many times? And it makes me so mad, y'all. It makes me so mad. I get so upset with myself. And I'm going to be honest with you. I have to actually repent for condemning myself because I'm probably my worst critic. I want it so bad. I want to cross over. I want to get to that side where, you know, I actually that I've been dreaming about, that side of my life, that place in life that God promised. I want to get there. Like, it's so close. I can taste it, but yet it seems like it's so far away. You know, it's like by my spirit, it's so close. By my flesh, it seems like it's so far away. And I'm telling you, I am truly harder on myself than anything. I hold myself in accountability, you know? But my point is that, you know, even with all of this, I just truly want to see people free. I do not. Every time I go through something, everything that I've been through, it is my prayer that people are set free, that you don't have to go through it, that you don't have to deal with it. You know, this is my prayer. This is my concern, that I want people to be set free and healed and delivered. I truly do. And if it causes me to continue to go through the process that I go through, that is what I'll do. But my prayer each and every day is that God created me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. But I thank him every day that he gives me the willingness that sustains me, because without that, I would have gave up on my walk and my journey a long time ago. And with everything in my heart, I want to be more and more like him. I really do. I would like to be alive to see the transformation that I so desire. desire that I wanted before I even came and gave my life to him. It is no way that I wanted to come and be with God and be the same way as I was before him. I just can't live that double life. I just can't do it. So I'm just saying, if this is for somebody and you are struggling with anything and you're dealing with something, it seems like it's a cycle that just keeps on repeating itself and keep on coming. And like I said, different phase, different different place, different circumstance, but the same thing. I want you to be encouraged that God is with you and that there's something to learn from it, and you can be delivered. You can be delivered. You can be delivered from the iniquity of your forefathers. If you've had family members that were addicts, addicted to something, or they were liars, or they were thieves, or whatever it is, and you keep finding yourself, you know, either connecting with that type of person or that type of, you know, there's soul ties, and there's so many things. But I just love when Paul says, I do the things that I don't want to do, and the things I want to do, I don't do. And who's going to deliver me? He knows that it's only Jesus Christ that can deliver. So what I say to you is that how ratchet you are, how unclean you are, whatever residue is laying dormant in your soul, whatever brokenness you have that the enemy keeps taking legal right in, whatever lies he's telling you, I am encouraging you this day. I'm encouraging you, don't give up. Keep getting up with your hands raised to God, get on your knees, lay down before him, cry out, wrestle with him like Jacob did until you get your breakthrough, because he promised once again that he will complete the good work that he started within you. So this is just from me to you. This is my heart. This is my convictions. This is my heart and my transformation to you, and I hope it blesses you. I didn't want to keep you. We got a guest that's coming on. We got Gina Jeter on. And I'm waiting on Lucinda. So we're going to take a break right now. And right after these messages, we'll be right back. Okay?
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Yo, this is your boy Monty G, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Don't forget to go check out a brand new movie, Lost. You can check me out at Monty G, LOJMG on IG. Thank you very much.
Well, hello there. We got Lucinda Moore with us right now. Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Girl, I am fine. I'm so glad that you were able to join us. What a week at the Stellar Awards. We were so busy.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you caught up on your rest yet?
No, absolutely not. I'm still in the bed from Sunday.
Well, you are doing way better than me. I'm telling you. So you're still in Las Vegas?
No, I actually left I got home yesterday.
Okay.
I got home yesterday and been in the bed ever since. I am so tired. Like, it really wore me out. Like I have been on the go since, I've been there since Tuesday. So Tuesday I went to gym, did the Gospel Music Workshop of America event, and then carried on over to the Stellar Award event starting Thursday. You know, they have all kind of events. So Thursday was nonstop, and then I had to do makeup, then I had to, you know, make sure my stylist got me together and blah, blah. I mean, it was just crazy. Red carpet. Then I went to all of the events for Stellar Awards. I mean, oh, God. You know, and I was nominated. So as a nominee, there's places that you have to be.
Yeah.
So I'm just exhausted. I'm exhausted and my feet hurt.
Well, I saw you at a few of those events. I mean, it seemed like we was running into each other, but I just adore you so much. You're so lovely and just such a sweet person. I wanted to call you a cutie pie because you really are. I just love your
smile. Thank you so much.
I want to talk about Walking in My Favor that landed on the Billboard Hot New Single Sales Charts for 8 consecutive weeks. Wow.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for that. That song was co-written by Cedric Thompson and I, and he also produced that song. What I have to tell everybody is, this is so strange how God works. And when God do it, you just have to go with the flow. I went on a hiatus for 7 years. And from 2011 to 2017, I was just quiet. I didn't go to any events, no industry events. Nobody seen me. Nobody heard me. I didn't hit a studio. I didn't write a song. I mean, it was just ridiculous. Like, I just felt like in that season, God had forgotten about me.
Wow.
And it was like everybody had dropped off out of my life. You know, I found myself by myself. So, you know, I was angry. You know, like, God, how do you put me on top and then drop me like a hot potato? That was my question to God. How do you do that? And not knowing that God had a plan for my life, and God told me, he said that I'm preserving you. And I'm like, but not now. I'm in my hot season, you know, Turn Your Pressure into Praise. It was one of the songs that I did years ago, you know, was still writing. You know, people were still, you know, knew that song. They were still listening to that song. And here I go disappearing. So in 2016, the end of 2016, finally, God dropped the lyrics in my spirit of Walking in My Favor. I just didn't have music to it. So I called around to different producers, and I said, listen, I need music to the song. Can you put music to the song? Cedric Thompson said yes. We got together, put the song together, and it was magic. It was magic. I mean, he did this. I actually sung the song in my bathroom and sent it to him by text. And he put the song together in 2.5 seconds. And
wow.
This is what y'all got. Y'all got the result of Walking in My Favor. And so I decided to go ahead and put it out, you know, just to see what was going to. I actually threw it out there. I was like, okay, if they catch it, if they that's great. If they don't, that's great. I'm just going to throw it out and see what's going to happen.
Well, we want to listen to it right now. We're going to listen to a couple of seconds, you know, minutes of it, if you don't mind, so people can know exactly what the song means. And, you know, then we're going to go ahead even more than that, because you said a lot of profound things. And it's just so amazing to me that after just opening up the show and just where my heart is right now, girl, you are just blessing me and these listeners right now with your testimony with that. I want to go back over
Thank
that if you don't mind, because we're right in sync. He's ministering to us right now with what you just said. All right, we're going to go ahead and play a clip of that, and I'm just excited. Okay, we'll be right back with that.
waiting for you. But you gotta have that faith. Just lift your hands and say,
I want it in my favor.
Gonna happen.
I'm walking in my favor. Oh my gosh. So Lucinda, tell us a little bit more about that journey before. I think that's like so important. That 7 years. I mean, what was that like for you? Can you be as transparent as possible? That 7 years, what was your day to day like? Did you have to fight to keep your heart from being hardened? Did you have to fight to push yourself to, you know, keep believing God and seeking Him and His word and stuff? I mean, or did you just, you know, take a minute and just say, look, you know, what was your story like for that 7 years?
Well, my story was just ministry. Even though I was hurt, I was broken as far as the gospel industry. I still went around and sung at different churches and, you know, just trying to survive and trying to stay afloat, you know, because even when there's no industry, you still have ministry. You still have to do ministry. You still have to go out and do what God has called you to do.
Yeah.
But I was just so used to, you know, being a part of the gospel industry, you know, with the radio announcers and with record companies and stuff like that. And when that got taken away from me, I was left like, okay, God, you know, I'm back to square one. Now I'm back to, you know, what I was doing when I was the reason why I'm here. So God allowed me, and in the middle of that, I began to lose things. I began to lose homes and cars and stuff. God just totally stripped me. And most of the time, we blame the devil of things that happen in our life when it's actually God transforming and redirecting and preserving. And a lot of times, we have to look at it like this: God take away to bless you again. And then when He blesses you again, it's twice as much as He did before. So this is the season that I'm in right now. What I was telling you guys is I threw the song out there, the song that you just heard. I threw the song out there to see if anybody would just bite, and they did. You know, it was an incredible song. It was perfect in production, you know, and radio got a hold of it. Some radio announcers got a hold of it that loved the song and put it out there, and the fans loved it, and this is where we are. So, and it ended up on Billboard Hot New Single Sales, so it's been selling, you know. So I thank God for, you know, somebody that I'm still not with a label. I did it all by myself. I put the song out there and I followed up. I called all the radio stations that's in, you know, all the reporting stations and not reporting stations. And I'm just happy that God has me here. And that song is has gotten nominated for a Stella Award.
I mean, it's amazing. I loved it. And you look so beautiful there representing everything that God has done and brought you through. This has been such an it's empowerment, because a lot of people, even myself, I've gone through the seasons too, which it seems like I am. It seemed like things starting to slow down. And I'm like, well, wait a minute.
Right.
How did that happen?
Right.
You know, I don't understand. You know, I mean, because you hear in the gospel, you know, people get fired and don't even know it. And I'm like, well, God, am I fired and don't even know it? I mean,
and I've been hearing about that, and even had discussions with some of them, you know, trying to encourage them to let them know that favor is still on your life, even if it looks like you're losing everything and it looks like things are being taken away. You still have to walk in your favor. You still have to know that you have favor in your life and believe God for your finances and believe God for the new house and believe God for your new car. You know, I mean, there's things in your life that you have to believe God for, and God is waiting for you to have faith.
Yeah. Yeah. And also along with, you know, people that want to be healed from something emotional, mental, you know, things from their past, brokenness and things like that, loneliness. You know, it's a lot of that. People are struggling with that in the body of Christ. And so this is just so encouraging. You know, it's a redirection. It's God's opportunity to really pour into you. There's so much. And like you said, you know, ministry never stops because it's in you. And that's part of the willingness, you know, that David said, creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me, but give me the willingness to sustain me and don't take the anointing away from me. As long as the anointing is on your life and you are willing to stay with God and you really want more of him, he will do everything else. But it does come with a yes by faith that he will do it, right?
Exactly. Well, the other thing that I can tell your listeners is you have to check your surroundings.
Mm.
If things are falling apart in your life right now, and it seems like things are just going all wrong, you're losing your job, you're losing things, you know, divorce, everything. I mean, I went through all of that. And I had to check my surroundings. I had to check and see who was attached to me that was not supposed to be in my life and what was attached to me. For me to go through this, and in my 7-year hiatus, I found out that I was attached to certain people, places, and things that was not supposed to be attached to my life. So when I decided to pull away and get away and get into the place that God told me to get in, that's when God began to bless me again.
Wow. So take note, everybody. That is so true. When he says it, you know, even though you feel like you're lonely now, listen, if you felt lonely before the person or people and you feel lonely with the people, you might as well take a chance on God and be lonely with Jesus. That's what I say.
Right. And sometimes it's family, too. I mean, sometimes you have to I'm writing a book right now called Detach, Detox, Then Dance. I'm living in 3D. So detox. So detach from your heart. You know, your heart can put you in situations that you're not supposed to be in. And you begin to love people and you begin to, you know, even falling in love. I mean, there's things that you're attached to that's not supposed to be there. Detach.
Wow.
Then you detox. Detox from all the foolishness that happens. You know, the hurt, the pain, you know, crying, you know, tears. You have to detox and then go ahead and dance. Dance because now you're free. Now your freedom has hit your life. You're happy. You have joy every day. You wake up happy. You go to sleep happy. You have nothing, no stress, nothing to worry about. Even if there's things that's happening around you that's stressful, you don't stress out about it. That means that go ahead and dance. Just dance because God has set you free. So I find myself right now living in 3D. I detached. I detoxed, and now I'm dancing.
I
now
love
walking
that.
In my favor.
I love that. Detoxing. What was the detox? And
Detach.
And dance. Oh, shucks now. I love that. Detox.
I'm in the process of writing my book.
Detach and detox and dance. I love it.
Yeah. So for all y'all pastors who's ready to preach this, I already got everything patented and it's copywritten. So just send the money on over here.
We got to keep that business intact at all times, even in ministry. So listen, Lucinda, speaking of business, we're going to transition to the shoes, girl. Tell everybody real quick about your shoes that you're designing.
Yes, I am in the process of designing my own shoes. I have my own line, my own shoe line, with my logo inside the shoe. So one of the pairs I wore on red carpet. So it was my own design, my own shoe. So I'm just excited about what God is doing. I had a store in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I had a big store in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, inside the mall. And God allowed a millionaire to come to me and say, Lucinda, if you close this store, I'll help you set up your shoe line.
Oh!
Like, why? yeah, but I'm like, why do I have to close my store, you know? So he looked at the numbers and was like, well, you would do much better here than here. If you just do your own shoe line, we can get your shoes inside of Nordstrom's and all the department stores.
Wow.
And I said, okay. He said, but you got to close this store. So I said, all right, well, let's do it. I closed, shut my store down, and began to work on. I got me a designer. I got someone that knew. I don't know how to draw, but I have ideas in my head.
Right.
So I got somebody to draw out my shoes, and I have like maybe 3 or 4 samples right now that we're working with. So we're trying to build our inventory with the samples, and then, you know, get the shoes made, and it's going to be in stores.
Well, I love that. I love that. I'm looking forward to it. I saw the shoes, and they are so awesome. They've got the nice heel on it, the stiletto look, and it's got designs on them. I mean, jewels and all that. It's so, those are some nice shoes, Lucinda. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that. Gina G is on with me, my co-host, and she's got a comment or question for you, Lucinda.
Okay.
Well, Miss Lucinda, and it's just so amazing how you are walking into your destiny and you're designing shoes. Let me
shoes,
just say that.
Okay.
If you ain't walking, you walking. I don't know what else confirmation
for real,
that
real.
Is.
For real.
But I just wanted to say congratulations on being nominated for a Stellar Award, which is a huge deal to even be considered. So I just want to say congratulations, and you look good, and get some rest. Y'all done said all of that. Y'all done gave me so much knowledge.
Man, I need to go back to Vegas without the instances just to go to sleep.
Oh, I know. Well, listen, Lucinda, tell everybody where they can follow you on social media and everything. What's your hooks?
You can follow me on social media under Lucinda Moore #1. Lucinda Moore #1. And you can go on Facebook, follow me under Lucinda Moore. I have a Lucinda Moore second page. I have Lucinda Moore shoe game. I mean, just inbox me. Just follow me everywhere. If you cannot get in, some of my pages, I'm at the max. Just inbox me, and I will let you in.
And let us in. Well, please let us in, because we're going to go ahead and try. We're going to follow you, me and Gina G.
So. Okay.
And you got to follow us back. I love Lucinda, Gina. I wish you was there at the Stellar Awards, which is our first time at Dr.
James
Radio Chat.
It was amazing.
I love this lady. She's so down to earth, just cool as I don't know what, and cute as a button and a powerhouse. You can hear the power in her voice, can't you?
Yes, you can.
Well, thank you so much. And I also need everyone to go on all your digital outlets and purchase the single Walking in My Favor. My babies need some sneakers. So I need y'all to go ahead and purchase for 99 cents here. Thank you.
99 cents? That's not bad. You can't do
I know
that.
That's right.
99 cents. All right. Well, Lucinda, so thank you so much for coming on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And you know you are family, girl, so you are always welcome to join us. Whatever you got to announce, talk about, you can come on and let's talk about it right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. I love you. Do a radio drop for me. Don't hang up. Let Doug get that recording from you, that radio drop, talking about your shoes or whatever. Oh. You want to leave that on there so people will know, okay?
Okay. No problem.
Or if you want
to
leave
right
an 8.5 by the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Lucinda. Doug's got you. Uh-huh. Okay, if you've ever seen me in action on stage, everyone always tells me they love my blouses, my outfits. Actually, I wore my dress, my gown for the Stellas came from the Chic Shack, and that's where I get all of my stuff. I love the Chic Shack. Everybody that knows me knows that I do love Domencia, the owner of the Chic Shack. You can go on thechicshack.com and check out what they have, or you can go at the Chic Shack on Instagram, and it's also the Chic Shack on Facebook. Also, they are located 12 38th Street Northeast DC. go ahead and check them out. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. I had a shirt dress on with some rhyme, with some glitter and And honey, everybody was asking me where I got that from. I told them I got it from the Chic Shack. They went right on the website to check it out. So go check out the Chic Shack at chicshack.com. The chicshack.com is where you need to go to check out where all the styles and fashions are that I wear. You're going to fall in love too. All right. Now listen, Gina, I'm so glad that you are on with me, girl. It's been a crash show right now. How you doing, girl?
I am doing blessed, and might I add that pink dress as well. Don't forget about that pink you had on, girl. Look, but I am doing well. I'm glad you had a good time in Vegas. It looked so much fun. You look beautiful. Thank you for sharing all your pictures. Oh, I was just in love. I was like, what's going on? I want to be there.
I know, and I wanted you to be there. It was so much fun. And like Lucinda said, it's work and fun. Your mouth is open. You're shocked. It was my first experience doing media at any event like that, as far, you know, as a radio host. And it was just really exciting. Yeah, huh?
That's good. Well, I was over here in Jacksonville with the legend.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Jacksonville. My goodness.
First,
Let me do what she say first, because what she say is for real now. Now, what she say today, we going to talk about this Easter Sunday. You knew it was coming. We going to talk about Resurrection Day. We ain't going to talk about no Easter bunnies and eggs, because bunnies don't lay eggs, they lay bunnies. So what I'm going to tell y'all today on what she say, it's please, if you choose Sunday to be your only day that you've been to church in the last 2 years, at least keep going after Sunday. Yes, I said it. Most people go to church on Christmas. They go on Easter. They go on Mother's Day. And you don't see them no more for the rest of the year. So I'm going to say, if you're going to go to church on Easter Sunday with your cute socks and your slip on, make it a point to go a couple more Sundays this year. What she say? Yeah, I said it. I'm tired of y'all going and getting dressed with that big old hat blocking my view for the one Sunday that you coming in, which is Easter Sunday. So if you gonna come to church on Easter Sunday, which is the day that he rose again, I'm gonna need you to come a couple extra Sundays so you can figure out the rest of his story. And that's all I'm saying was to say, y'all not gonna play with me on Easter Sunday.
I want to add one on to that one on what you're, because I ain't mad at what you said. I want to encourage every person that come with their brand new shoes on and brand new outfit and only have a dollar in your pocket for the offering. I want to challenge you this day to try to up it to five. I mean, you've been coming every year after year with the same dollar and the brand new shoes and the brand new suit. Just try to challenge yourself to give $5, okay? Give it for the youth department. Give it for the lights to be on. Give it for the microphones and the band members. And I mean, give it for all of the to keep the church going. That's how you think about that. And remember that it's Resurrection Sunday, like she said. It's all about his rising up as our King and resurrection power. I love it. Yeah, give more than $1 this year. Get more than $1 this year.
And give the baby a dime. Then they always give the baby $1 to put in the basket. Y'all, I'm going to need y'all. You put $1, then you slide your baby $1 to put in the basket. I'm going to need y'all to up it just a little bit. Come on now. 2018, we got to up our Easter help.
Yes, exactly.
Leave the Easter baskets alone and put that in the church basket. There we go.
I'm going to tell you. Okay, we're going to talk about our weekends and everything right after this, because we cannot miss Tara Caressa. She's Prophetess Tara Caressa, and I invited her to come on because I wanted to hear what God had in her heart concerning the body of Christ and just everything about the kingdom. All right, Tara, how are you?
I'm ready.
I am blessed, woman of God. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, girl, I've been wanting you to come back on for the longest, so I'm glad that, you know, time, you know, was available for you to do it. So I just want to know, because you're a minister of the gospel, an evangelist, a prophetess, you travel all over ministering the gospel to other countries, Ghana and everywhere. You're everywhere at all times. You have so many, you're also a motivational speaker, you a life coach. I mean, you just do it all. You're so equipped, and God has been using you to help so many people. And you're based out of Atlanta, right?
I am. I'm right here in Hotlanta.
Yes. And so, and you do so many webinars and conference calls. I mean, I be seeing invitations for midnight. Listen, if you want it, you're going to get up and set your clock for midnight. I be like, oh, gosh.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yep. At midnight preaching. So tell us a little bit about you, Tara, and what God has you doing right now in this hour.
You know what, in this hour, I am really talking to the saints of God, the people of God, about relationship because, you know, just listening to you guys making jokes about Resurrection Sunday, but there's a lot of truth in what you guys said. And everything that you guys referenced, it was more so about the religion. What is our custom? What's our tradition? And that's the problem right there. We're so tied to religion and tradition and man's way of doing things that if we are not careful, we miss out on the essence, the very nature, the very character of God. And so for me, it's all about people knowing that you don't have to wait until Sunday to have a conversation with God. No, God wants to talk to you right there where you are. And so that's why you'll see my teleconferences. If God says, okay, through a midnight call, I have literally canceled plans on Friday night. I said, oh, God, the Lord said I got to do a midnight call. And that's what we did because I wanted the people to know that any time is the right time for you to connect with God, for you to be in Amen. Your word, and for you to really see and seek out what God is saying for your life.
Right. And I do agree with that. You know, if you could stay up for any other situation, watch a movie, you can see God at any time of the day. And it is how bad do you want it? You know what I mean? Point blank, it is how bad do you want it? Tell us a little bit about what God is saying to the body of Christ, Tara.
Hands down, it is time for people to wake up, come out of being on the wall. When I say being on the wall, you're in two places. You got one foot in the world, one foot in the kingdom. And I want to clarify this because being in the kingdom doesn't mean you can't live your life. I'm very on purpose about people seeing that I live my life on my social media pages. But you live your life with integrity. Because the time is now, and God is telling his people, it's time. You know, the Bible says that God is coming back for a bride without spot or blemish. And what that means is, you know, the Bible is very clear. God says, I hate people who are lukewarm, either be hot or be cold. And we don't hear sermons like that preached anymore, but the reality of it is we can't say we love God and then unknowingly messing with a married man. Knowingly doing wrong. And see, we don't hear messages like that anymore because everybody wants to say, well, you can't judge me. Well, no, I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you what the word of the Lord says about your sin. And if you truly have a walk with God, you ought to want to hear correction because the Bible says that God chastens whom he loves. And if the only thing that you want to hear is something that pacifies you, we're in trouble because the Bible says in the last days, men will draw to themselves teachers who tell them what they want to hear. Every now and again, you ought to hear a pastor, a preacher, a prophet that's not telling you about your house, your husband, or your mama.
I'm going to tell you that.
Listen, there's some stuff that is getting in the way with your walk with God. Okay, I was just ministering right before I got on the call about how there's no place for a mistress in a marriage. I don't care what the husband's saying. And one lady spoke up and said, but what if the marriage was never based in the will of God? Well, if the marriage was not based in the will of God, adultery surely was not based in the will of God.
Huh.
So until he goes to divorce court as a prophet, I don't care if it wasn't in the will or not. I'm going to tell you, if you are dealing with a married man, you're wrong.
What? You better know it, you're wrong. And what I love about that is this. You know, the enemy has so many different ways of playing mind games with people because, first of all, women in the body of Christ, they're so single ones, are so obsessed with getting married. I need to be married. This one's my husband. That's my husband. Last year was him. The next year was this one. And next month it'll be this one. And it might be the local grocer. It might be, you know, the fireman. It might be the man right there. Oh, he looks good. He might be my husband at the stoplight. And so it's just become so overwhelmingly distracted by that desire that the enemy's taking full advantage of all of that. So when now that they're so distracted by that and so worried about it, they're not letting God in, and now the devil is taking legal right in that area of their soul, and it's now tormenting them constantly. Every season this one comes up, you don't recognize it, it's a warlock. This one is coming up, you don't recognize it, this is the devil's minion. You don't recognize it because you're so distracted by it. And so this is your God. Wanting marriage, wanting a husband has become an idol. And has taken some role over God being first and foremost in your life. So with that being said, when you got pastors that are cheating on their wives, which has been very like, it's just what people do nowadays. It's like, I don't care if you got a woman. I don't care if you got a woman. We attract each other. Surely it's a reason why we're attracted to them. Yeah, it's called lust. It's called lust and it's called perversion. It has nothing to do with God. And when people try to bring God into that, saying, oh, maybe he married the wrong person. You know what I say to that? I say the next time then maybe he should seek God about who he's supposed to be joined and connected to. Maybe he shouldn't be, you know, maybe the situation was it was lust that got them together. Maybe it was an opportunity that got them together. I don't know. But that's not our problem as single women is to make it comfortable for any cheating husband. I mean, it's only going to block your blessing. Wouldn't you agree with that, Tara?
Absolutely, absolutely. And then you're reaping, you're going to have to reap what you have sown. And see, that's what nobody wants to talk about. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that will he reap. And so a lot of times when we are making bad decisions, it really is an attack on our next season. I just said something right there, because when you're in the moment, the Bible says that sin has its pleasure for a season. But listen, we are swiftly going into the season of spring right now. What that means is that the season of winter had to come to an end. And so while sin will have its pleasure for a season, when that season is up and all seasons eventually end, what will you be left with? And then you get to your next level, you get to your next dimension, and you're wondering, well, why am I going through this? Well, what seeds have you sown? Now, that is not to imply that anytime you go through something, it's because you sowed bad seeds in your past. No, we understand the Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous. But when you knowingly participate in something that you know is not right, and I tell people that anytime something requires a justification or an explanation, it's typically wrong. That's why the justification or explanation is there. But anytime you knowingly go into something that's all the way wrong, the only thing you can expect is a harvest that you would rather not experience in your next season.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, what do you got to say, Gina G? This is Gina G, comedian Gina G. Tara Caressa, this is her comedian, number one female comedian in Florida. What you got to say?
Awesome. I'm speechless. My mouth is open. Y'all over here y'all over here teaching me something, and I'm sure going to spread the news, because there's so many people that, even in my life, you know, you do things that you know are not correct. And then being lukewarm, you know, you guys spoke about being lukewarm, you know, just trying to find, there is no balance. You either in or you out. I hear people a lot of times tell me, you know, well, I'm just trying to find the balance between, there is no balance. Either you all the way in or you all the way out. He doesn't like you halfway over the fence. And that's something that I think a lot of people battle with, and they kind of down themselves, and then they don't know where to go at all. So they'll go all the way down. You know, so for you guys to enlighten me and let me know that it's okay, mm-hmm. then I'm learning.
Well, to God be glory. And I think part of it is the church's fault. The church never told the people of God how to live. All they said is, don't do this, don't do that. Well, what can we do? Because, you know, one thing about God is he does not mind us enjoying life. I tell people I take cruises, and when I go swimming, I don't wear a choir robe. I wear a bikini, and I'm still safe. So, you know, the reality of it is that it's okay to enjoy life. That's the mistake that the church has made. And then to your point, Dr. Gina, you know, the women who are waiting on marriage, you know, all the church does, they shove marriage down the women's throat, but nobody has taught the women how to date. Nobody has taught the women.
Yeah,
because
that's the truth.
Because ask you out on a date doesn't mean that you immediately begin wondering, well, what are our children going to look like? No, dating is just like applying for a job. You're showing up to see, are we a match? And there are going to be some men that come across your path that he's not a match. But again, we don't teach it in the church. And when we don't teach it in the church, it's like you're forcing the people to go outside the church. And you know what? The world has their way of teaching things. And where we're not teaching, the world is happy to fill in that void. But the world cannot fill in that void with godly things. And so we're seeing people in church who want to do right, but they're going astray.
Yeah, they want to do right and going astray. You got that right. Well, this was great and very enlightening. I know people are being blessed by this message from you and from God through you. So please tell everybody how they can follow you and keep up with things and join one of the conferences that you have online and things like that.
Absolutely. Head to my website, Tara, T-E-R-A, Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A.com. And once you get there, you can navigate to all of my conferences, all of my social media pages. My next conference is in Barbados next weekend. Excited about that. It is a women's symposium, and we're talking about women's empowerment. And girl, get your coins, because the reality of it is unfortunately, we talked about relationships today. Marriages don't always last, but I tell women that just because you go to divorce court does not mean that you should miss a meal or a bill. So we're going to help you get your finances together, help you get your credit together, to help you jumpstart those businesses, because it's easier to heal when you know where your next meal is coming from. It's easier to heal when you can book yourself a spa day. So I'm excited about that. It's called the Glambitious Guy. Oh, yes, I empower the women, girl. You can be fabulous and heal at the same time. I will not allow you to devastate the marriage and me. So one of us going to come out of this looking good, and it's going to be me. So
here is all the right,
Glambitious Guy to Greatness. And again, you can actually get a copy of that ebook on my website, Tara, T-E-R-A, Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A.com.
Well, all right
oh,
there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she said all of that and then some. All right. I love it, Tara. Thank you so much for joining us. And I look forward to having you back on again to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat soon, okay? You can leave a radio drop for me if you like and tell everybody how to, you know, tell them where to follow if you want. Doug will take care of that for you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. All right. Until next time. This is family right here. Thank you, love. I'll talk to you soon. All right, so listen, if you want to get your hair done by Salon Dewan, you got to go to Dewan to get that done, okay? She has all kind of texture hair, Brazilian, straight, every kind of texture, human hair, natural hair, all of that. She braids, she sew-ins, all of that. You definitely want to get in touch with her. Please call her at 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098. Yes, Salon Dewan, Salon Stylist to the Stars. You got to check her out for all of your hair products and care needs. She has everything. She has every kind of product for your hair. You definitely detangler, every conditioner, all kind of things from the basics to the most extreme. She has that natural hair products that she created herself. You got to check her out. Salon Dewan, and that is Dewan at Salon Dewan. Again, 202-802-3098. All right. All right. We only got a couple of minutes, girl. Let's get into it. What was your weekend like?
Oh, my weekend was amazing. I hosted the Legends of Soul in Jacksonville, Florida with Shirley Murdoch. I had Rolls Royce and girl Lenny Williams. Now, if you know Lenny Williams, that's Mr. Girl You Know I Love You. It's 73 years old, and let me tell you something. That's looking good, okay?
Yeah, he does. He's
Lenny
been on
Williams,
the show.
I had to stop my mama from getting on the tour bus with Lenny Williams because he was just, he got it going.
Yeah, he's handsome. Yeah, he came on the show. He's awesome. Yes. Wow. So how did everything go? Did Duval accept the Florida, the voted number one female Florida comic in Florida? Did they?
Duval was cutting up. They accepted me. I heard Duval at least 37 million times.
Oh, then they
love
you.
They accepted me, and I plan on coming back. Yes.
They love you. They love you. All right. Shout out to William for putting that show together and having Gina G on there representing and holding it down as the host and comic of the show. I so wish I was there. It was such an experience. I wanted to be there, a part of that for you. But like I said, I had to be at the Stella's. So we had a great productive weekend. We had a very productive, great weekend. That's so good. Yeah. Tell everybody how they can follow you.
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Gina G Too Funny. That's the number 2 on Instagram, and T-O-O Funny on Facebook. Gina G Too Funny.
And tell everybody what you got going on this weekend. What's happening Thursday, right? You got something in Florida.
Yes, Thursday I'm going to be at Chef Eddie's, which is downtown next to the Amway Center. It's a soul food restaurant. We do comedy there. I am the host every Thursday, so it is going down tomorrow night. And after that, I'm just going to be with family. It's Easter Sunday, and his family's coming in town, and I'm just going to enjoy them.
Well, all right. Well, that's all. I don't have anything going on, but I'm going to rest. It's Resurrection Weekend, and I'm going to rest and enjoy Jesus and probably go into a fast and a prayer 3 days before so I can rise up with more power in Jesus' name. That's what I'm going to lay down and go on and fast for 3 days. But listen, that's whatever you have to do. Just kind of come into agreement with what season we're in and whatever happened yesterday, whatever went on the day before or even today, let's put that behind us. Let's learn from it. Let's repent for it, and let's give God another opportunity to transform us. It is our season. We don't want to abort anything. We don't want to miss anything. All of those things that they say in church, you don't want to do that. You want to be in the flow of Him, and you want to move by His Spirit. So whatever ugliness, just bring it with you. Jesus was dead and wrapped up. He was beat up, and He was ugly. He was marred for us, and He was wrapped up in a tomb, and He still got up. I don't know who this is for, but no matter how beat up you feel, no matter how toe up and ripped up and bashed and bloody and bruised and just ugly, no matter what it is, no matter what you did, lay down on that devil, cry out to God, and rise up on Resurrection Sunday with Jesus Christ. Rise up, say the sinner's prayer again if you got to. Ask God to transform you if you have to. Ask Him to renew your mind. Just ask Him for what you want. If you want to be more like Him, this is the time right now. You got to grasp this, okay? You can follow me on Instagram at Gina R. Prince. You can go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page. I'm on Snapchat and all that, Gina R. Prince Twitter. Come on, thank you for helping build everything up for us, the Instagram and social media. We love you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Love you so much. Live healthy, yes, live whole, live in your destiny. We love you right here, don't we, Gina G?
Yes, we do.
Until next Wednesday, tell a friend. You never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss it. Be a part of it. It's growing, and we got a lot of things to do. Over 500,000 listeners right here worldwide. Come on and check it out. Keep checking it out and keep telling your friends about it. All right. Thank you. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.